Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. Perek Bet Mishnehe teaches us the important halacha that kinyan, a purchase or a sale, is koveya for Maestros. So it gives us the following case. Ha'omel chavero, heilach yisr zeves ein libo chamesh te'enim. So I walk by my friend's field, and he is picking figs, and I say, hey, here's a dollar. Can you give me 5 figs, please? So then, lo yochal ad shi aser divrei meir. You cannot eat from these figs achil sarai, because they are kavua for maasros, because kinyan is kovea, and since the kinyan is kovea, therefore I can no longer eat them achil sarai. I have to take chuz maasros. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't actually disagree with Rumeir. This halacha that purchase is koveya is agreed to by everybody. But Rabbi Yehuda is going to give us actually a little bit of a loophole. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ochel achas achas potter. If you eat one at a time, right? So if you take one fig, I told him, give him a dollar. I say, give me 5 figs. And then I take one and I eat it before taking a second one. And then I take another one and eat it before I take the next one. And I never have more than one at a time. I just take one and eat it. Then I'm potter for maestros. And I can do that for all 5 figs. However, the imtseraf, if I put more than one together, if I ever have 2 at a time, chayef, that's koveya. So this is a little bit of a loophole. The purchase is koveya, but if you only have one at a time, then it never becomes kavua. And in fact, Rabbi Meir says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda brings us a case to illustrate his point. He says, "You know, Ma'isa beginas v'radim shai Yerushalayim. There was this place in Yerushalayim called Ginas V'radim. Presumably, they had roses there or something like that, but they also had figs, good figs there." And they sold figs there at the rate of 3 or 4 to the Isar. Remember, our previous case was 5 to the Isar. So these are good figs. It's good, juicy figs. And apparently people would buy figs there. But nobody ever bought a bunch to take home. And nobody ever ate a bunch. But they all used Rabbi Yehuda's loophole. And they paid their money, and then they took one and ate it, and took another one and ate it, and took another one and ate it. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, in this Ginas V'radim, v'lo chufrashim en atshuma ma'isa mi'olam. Never in the entire history of this Ginas V'radim did anybody ever take trumas ma'isros, because they would buy the figs, and they would take them one at a time and eat them, and since they only ate one at a time, they were never kavua for ma'isr, and nobody ever gave trumas ma'isros on these figs.